This is Progressive Talk. Progressive. Green 960, an iHeart Radio station.
Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show, the place where fierce independence is the norm. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman on this Thanksgiving Eve, and I hope you have a righteous Thanksgiving. So our next guest is Jason Benlevy. He is the author of a book named Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech. His book is the untold story of how venture capital, media moguls, and marketeers use digital magic to distract us, invade our privacy, corrupt democracy, distort our human values, and generally sell us crap we don't need. Jason Benlevy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
I'm grateful to have you. TooMuchMagic.net is the website. Our guest is author Jason Benlevy. If you want to check it out, go check it out at TooMuchMagic.net. So tell me about your book. So, well, first give me a little bit about your background and what led you to write this book and the general thrust of it.
Sure. So I'm one of those people who was one of the science kids from the 60s who, like Steve Jobs, who was trying to merge the fact that we liked computers and that we liked the humanities, doing arts, and part of that movement that brought those two things together originally. And even though I was not a technologist in terms of making the stuff, I was someone who was really good at communicating what it did. So I spent most of my time trying to tell people how the digital dream would work and show them how it would happen. But along the way, I saw that some things were not as advertised, shall we say. Mainly during the 1990s, when the dot-com boom happened, it kind of changed the nature of people who were involved in the technology business. And in fact, so much so that a lot of the people offering the IPOs that led to the dot-com bubble and then the boom and bust are really the same people who are behind the mortgage bust. You'll find a lot of the same characters involved. And because of the people involved in changing the nature of technology, it looks more like them than it looks like us. And by that, I mean that, you know, we have this ability to be able to connect with each other on the net, which is good. But at the same time, it's a way of peering back into us. It's a way of monitoring us. It's a way of hooking into all the things that we do in our life and grasping an understanding of us that we don't necessarily want them to have. It's everything from your car keeping track of where you're going to your cell phone keeping track of where you're going to the supermarket card that you use, keeping track of your habits. And all this data is collected and resold, and a lot of the point of all the stuff is really just to market stuff to us that we don't really need.
Well, and it seems that on the back of it is all this kind of monitoring. There's this great movie called How to Get Ahead in Advertising. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
It's just a wonderful movie. Listeners, if you haven't seen it, it's just tremendous. And it literally means, how do you get ahead? It's about this advertising guru who grows a second head. It's really bizarre and surreal. But one of the things, one of the issues that comes up in the movie that I find interesting is a line, the guy who grows the second head says, what even the genius of Orwell couldn't anticipate isn't that Big Brother would be watching us, but that we would be watching it. And that seems to be where we're headed. We volunteer for this stuff. We volunteer to use our card to put these things, these monitoring devices in our card. We accept it on a regular basis. We come into agreement with this. So when we do that, what do we surrender?
Well, what happens is that it is so seductive and it's so beautiful, and we go and get our new iPhone and our new car that has the GPS and all of that, and most people are not aware that there's a whole invisible world in the digital life that connects all this stuff together.
So like the Safeway card. Give me
like
an example.
The Safeway card.
Give me
right.
an example. Lay it
right.
out.
Safeway card is perfect. You're going in there, you're saving a few cents on something. In return, you're giving them a lifelong profile of everything you buy. And that allows them to go and sell that data off to someone else. That data can be cross-checked against who you talk to on the phone. If you're going and checking in to try and be the mayor of a restaurant, they know that you've been there. And some of that is just for marketing, but some of it gets more sinister, to the point that when 9/11 happened, that the government really didn't have that much information. They actually went to a private data aggregator to figure out who the hijackers were.
Our guest is Jason Benlevy. Too Much Magic is his book. Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech. TooMuchMagic.net is the website. Okay, so in your book, yes, there is this... This seems fairly innocuous, that we sign off on the Safeway card. I don't really care if anybody knows what kind of, you know, rice dream I buy or potato chips I prefer. But there's really a direct line to be drawn between the Safeway card and the Diebold machine. So make that connection for us.
Absolutely. So when we get to the idea of digital democracy, and let's connect the social part of all this. Because probably the biggest privacy invasion we have right now, we are handing ourselves over to, which is social networking, which on the surface we really like. We like the idea that we can connect with our friends and it's an easy way of doing it and sharing information. So that's great. The problem is that when we talk about Facebook, we are not the customers, we are the product. That is, all this information is being collected about us and sold off to other people. And we don't know eventually where all these conversations we've had that are can be political or personal, where all this information winds up. So say that Facebook doesn't take 5 years or 10 years, and all this data has been aggregated, where does it go? Who owns it? It isn't us. We have no control over it. Even all the pictures that we've taken that may have been compromising, even if we're 14 or 15 years old and we take some pictures that we don't really want existing online, for the next 35 years, well, they're still there. And if we think it doesn't matter, even just think about the McCarthy era and how they dug around through archives to find out who was a member of the Communist Party and kept people from being able to get jobs. So the persistence of information in the electronic world is pretty dangerous.
Jason Benlevy, Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech, once a tech guru helping the tech world sell us all these gadgets, now someone who is calling for a kind of an end to it. So where I was going was this idea that when we agree with the Safeway card, what we do is say, well, we can't then not agree with the Diebold machine, because what happens is there's this kind of trance that we fall into when we sign off in a very general way on technology. And this seems to be a point in your book, this mystification that has taken place. We just say, wow, that's really cool. Okay, that's really, I've saved a few dollars. Wow, I can get on the internet. Wow, there's all these benefits, but we're really not having a national conversation about the costs.
No, we're really not. And it's kind of like we look at two sides of it at the same time. We like the idea that we were able to, in the 2004, 2006, and 2008 elections, that we were able to raise money for candidates over the net, which was a great idea. But for all the effort that we put in to go and raise money for candidates, you know, $20 at a time, someone else was in control of the voting machines, and they were able to go and manipulate the results if they wished to do so, by remote control. So for all the public effort that we made, we can wind up pretty much with nothing. And we do know, in fact, that the 2004 election in Ohio was deeply manipulated electronically.
So there has to be something we can do about it. Our guest is Jason Benlevy, Too Much Magic. TooMuchMagic.net is the website. Too Much Magic is the book. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, you've got something up on Common Dreams I want to talk a little bit about. There is a solution to this problem of mystification with technology, and we're going to discuss that with Jason Benlevy when we come back. You're listening to the Norm and Goldman Show, where fierce independence is the norm. I'm Adam Klugman, and we'll be right back.
Not afraid to tell either political party when they're doing wrong. This is the Norm and Goldman Show.
You're listening to Progressive Talk, Green 960.
Welcome back to the Norm and Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norm and Goldman on this Thanksgiving Eve. Wednesday, November 23rd. I am loving being here. I want to say thank you to all the Norm listeners who have been so supportive. Thank you to Norm's amazing team of people. You guys rock. I am having a blast. We're closing out here with Jason Benlevy. Jason Benlevy is the author of a book, Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech. He was once one of the gurus who helped sell the tech movement. Now he wants to unsell it. He also has a blog on common dreams called A Generation Moves from Preoccupied to Occupy. Jason Benlevy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So take us through this. One of the, it seems to me, your primary arguments is that we need, that when we're doing tech stuff, we're not actually doing anything. And what is it about the Occupy movement that encourages you in this context?
Okay. Well, one of the reasons I was writing the book is I was really concerned about people who are millennial generation, who have grown up as with technology surrounding them their entire lives. That is from their cell phone to their computer, and started what I saw a trend of being able to, that they were distantiated from doing things in the real world. So if they were dating, they were doing it by screen rather than having the random meeting of each other. And so a lot of experiences that we had usually done as a human being that were in real space had started moving over to virtual space. And when it came to politics, it sure looked good in 2008 that people were doing that. But then when it went up against people who were the Tea Partiers, who actually physically got up in the face of politicians and confronted them and got out into the streets, we saw that the political power in 2010 shifted dramatically, which was followed up by people showing up in the flesh in Wisconsin after that state went Tea Party. And the progressives really came back in a big way by showing up. And so I think that there was an inspiration to move away just from thinking that we're doing something by existing in the social media realm to getting out and actually doing something physically in the real world. And I think that even the word occupy really tells you a lot. It's about being in that physical space and not going away.
Our guest is Jason Benlevy, author of the book Too Much Magic. TooMuchMagic.net is the website. Go to Common Dreams. He has an absolutely sensational blog called A Generation Moves from Preoccupied to Occupy, Power of Physical Presence in a Digital World. I just love your blog over at Common Dreams, Jason, because it really embodies the necessity. It really creates the imperative for why we need to show up and how important it is that we show up and that we use digital tools, not in place of showing up, but to help us show up. So I think that
right.
That just represents, it's a tremendous writing effort. Jason is also a terrific writer. His book is extremely well written, which is often not the case when you have people who aren't writers trying to write books about tech. So your book is also eminently readable. So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Sure. So we have to remember that when we have all these technology tools as our communications, that they're extremely vulnerable to, if we think there's a 1% involved in finance, there's even less than that involved in controlling telecommunications in this country. So we know that in the Iranian Revolution, that it was all the social media and cell phones that became what the government used to track down the dissidents and jail them. We also know that it at least at one point in the Egyptian Revolution, that there basically was a master switch that the government was trying to do to shut down communications. So even though we go and develop all these technologies, or we have these technologies around us, we can't depend on them. And a wonderful example is what happened in Zuccotti Park, where people were not allowed to use microphones. So they came up with this idea called the human microphone, which is having one person speak and having the people around them basically say what they are just saying, a phrase at a time, but repeat it. And even without having a PA system, it's an enormous impact that it makes. And we're starting to see this happening not just at Zuccotti Park, but at various political gatherings. So it even happened to Barack Obama yesterday.
Right, I saw that.
Right, and it's really startling to see these voices being heard for the first time. When we're on blogs, people can just turn it off. people can, politicians don't have to look at it. We know that they completely ignore email coming at them, and they just filter it out. They pay more attention to phone calls and letters because it gets in their way. And having physical bodies show up really gets in their way.
That's right. Well, we are coming to the end of the show. Our guest has been Jason Ben-Levy. Too Much Magic, pulling the plug on the cult of tech, TooMuchMagic.net. I love what you had to say about the human microphone. There's something really tribal, something really elemental, something that if you pulled the plug on just about everything, it would work. So, Jason, right. Thank you very much. I'm going to sign off here. I just want to wish all of Norm's listeners a really wonderful, safe, healthy, beautiful Thanksgiving. I am truly grateful to be here with you all, with Norm's amazing team. Thank you all so much. This is Adam Glugman. I'll be back on Friday on the Norman Goldman Show, where justice is served.